9:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. There you go. See, a family that holds hands, family that prays together, stays together. There you go. 9:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. Well, you know, one of my favorite stories to tell is business community stepping up and helping out. You know, there are certain people who want you to believe that businesses have pots of gold sitting in the back, and every time they need a little bit, they just go back there and get a scoop, put it in their pocket, but they don't put it into anybody else's pocket. But Great Northern Docks, for 5 years now, they have been doing a food drive out in the Naples area, and because they love it and do it so well, Maine Cabin Masters, Ryan and Ashley Eldridge, have been joining them to promote this event. It's coming up next Friday, and believe it or not, Sam and Don are here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Real close to the mics.
Is that okay?
Good morning. Is that better?
Did I not turn your mic on? Try that again. Oh, no. You're on the second mic. Somebody moved it. They're playing musical mics, Sam. That's not fair.
Hey,
now we
good
try.
Good morning, Ray.
There we are. What do you know?
We don't mind dancing.
Yeah. You don't mind dancing?
No.
Well, let's play some more music then. Here we go.
She only gets me dancing so she can laugh at me.
Yeah.
That sounds very familiar. Yeah.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Well, you laugh at me for everything I do, but that's okay because that keeps it spicy. That's good. We like that. You look scared. Are you scared? Are you nervous? You are nervous.
A teeny bit.
Why? This is just a cup of coffee and a cup. Well, you don't have.
Right. We're just.
She needs coffee. Do you like coffee?
I'm making friends, so it's a great morning.
Yes. There we go. All right. So you guys are Great Northern Docks. You're out in Naples.
Yes.
People ride by you on 302. They wave. You know, for some reason, every time I ride by, I wave. You don't wave back. Why is that? Why don't you wave back? We're very friendly.
Well, we wave. You're just going so fast.
Yeah,
you don't see it.
Yeah, you know, I almost got caught the other day. We were coming back from New Hampshire. It was getting late. I had to slow down. I think there was a trooper behind me or something.
Oh, we're next door to the sheriff's office, so just keep that in mind.
Well, I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me that. I appreciate that. So tell us about Great Northern.
All right. So this is our 45th year.
Wow.
Second gen. We're actually into our third because my son works for me and my daughter works for me. My son is a fairly new nurse graduate, and that was going to be his career path.
Mom, you're a nurse.
I am.
Wow. So were you the great influence for that?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I homeschooled Gabe for 10 years. So
really?
Quite a bit of time.
Wow.
And he loves science from the time he was a little boy. He would sit and read a biology book with me when he was two. Not many two-year-olds will sit and listen about the cell. So I knew from the time he was young that science would probably be the route he would take. And I figured he would go on and get his master's, or maybe he would go on to med school, but he graduated during COVID, during 2020. And so he was immersed in that world, and it was, as his mom, it was very difficult to watch.
Yeah.
He started looking like a POW, just the stress of working nights, and just a strong kid. He gave it his all, and I just said, Gabe, let's get you into a different position, and things started changing at Great Northern, so it seemed like maybe we should see if this would be a good option for him.
Yeah, well, anything's better than dark rings around your eyes and losing your hair at 24.
My daughter-in-law, Bailey, worked on the oncology ward at Maine Med, and she actually pulled away from that because it just became so hard. She would be there. She'd get to know these people as she was treating them, and then she'd walk in the next day, and they weren't there anymore because they had passed away, and it became overwhelming for her, so she moved on as well. Being a nurse, as you know, it's an amazing profession, but it's a very difficult profession if you care about people.
It is.
Yeah.
It
so
is.
So with that, Gabe left the nursing world, and I'm sorry for the nursing world because he's an amazing nurse, as is Dawn here. Dawn is an ICU nurse. And, you know, all this talk of during the pandemic, well, we can add more beds. We can do this. We can do that. Well, you know, the real remedy you know, as things were getting worse, was you needed ICU nurses.
Right.
Because if you're on a ventilator, you have to have an ICU nurse. So that was the real limiting factor. But back to the food drive.
You know, well, no, but I mean, this is really good, though, because this is, really gives people the shape of who you guys are. You know what I think people needed during the pandemic? They needed more docks in the water so they could get out there and get that fresh, clean air. Think about that. How much better would that have been during COVID?
Well, you know, that kind of happened because when the executive order came down, my gosh, I really wasn't even sure how to interpret it in the beginning, like so many other people in business. Like, geez, does this mean I'm going to get shut down? And I thought about it. It's like my business, as is your business out there in Radio Land, is like it's like you've got this big flywheel that's moving. And, you know, it takes so much to get that flywheel turning. And if you stop it, starting over could be, you know, impossible, right? It makes sense to keep the flywheel going. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to interpret this executive order I'm essential, right? It says here, you know, companies that make hardware or sell hardware, they're essential. I have a hardware business. I mean, we're specific to the marine industry, but, you know, I thought, okay, I'm hardware. I am going to stay in business. I'm going to keep these doors open. And it'll require the state troopers to come in and shut me down if that's what we have to do. We're going to just go until somebody says you can't do it, or we're going to throw you in jail.
Good for you. I mean, that's what, you know, we encourage that. As you may or may not know, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but we formed groups and sued the governor because of the damage she was doing to the people. So
we have employees who we treat as family, and this closing your doors is unthinkable, really.
Well, it's
for their sakes.
Absolutely. Not only is it their livelihood, it's their camaraderie. We had a gentleman in here yesterday who 15 years sober, and unfortunately during all this time all the fellowship got shut down. AA got shut down, NA got shut down. And he lost his sobriety. And there were other factors involved as well, but he didn't have that support system that he always had. They forgot about all of that. All right, now let's go to the food drive.
All right.
It's coming together for the common good, and that's what we've all learned from the pandemic, right?
Which is why I love this story, which is why for every year you've done it that I'm aware of, we've always helped promote it.
So
thank you for doing that, by the way.
We're sorry glad to do it. No, this is a privilege. This is what I love.
So the pandemic actually was very good to Great Northern Docks. We had we put an amazing filtration system in. We had zero cases that were generated from transmission at work, any that were detected. And our people remained very healthy there. And I just want to talk about the people for a minute at Great Northern. You know, I throw a prayer up to God every so often about, you know, God, just send me the right people, you know, help me build the team. You know, we don't have big turnover, but, you know, through attrition, you're going to lose people. They come and they go. And I always hope for the best people to come and build the team. So you hire somebody and then they're like, you know, a couple months in, they're like, gee, I don't know. You know, God, did I go wrong here? Was I not listening to you? And but, you know, I really believe, in spite of, you know, how hard you pray, I always say this: God gets what God wants. At the end of the day, God is going to get his way. He's going to have his way in this election. OK, so don't sweat it. If you believe in God's will and you say the Lord's Prayer and you pray, you know, thy will be done. What does that mean?
I mean, if it's his will be done.
Exactly. So if you believe in your prayer, right, which is why you say it, right, if you really believe it, then trust that God is going to get God's way. He does every time. So if you get your way,
we either go easy or we go hard, but he's going to get his way. Such a great point.
We have a big God. We can't put him in a box. We can't comprehend God. He's way beyond. We haven't figured out this planet Earth. And
we can't figure out each other. How in the world can we comprehend him?
We are not there. We're not going to get there. And he allows us to know what we know, right?
Right.
I mean, but he also wants us to play a part in his kingdom, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what we do. So you pray. So I get these people, right? Like, gosh, I don't know if this guy, why did I hire him, you know?
They're listening, by the way, just so you know that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but you know what? They're all awesome people, right? And, you know, these folks, they, you know, when we have the food drive day, it's just across the board. Everybody in the company is just marvelous. Like, I haven't figured out how to articulate the sense of the spirit at Great Northern Docks on Food Drive Day, but it's something you just kind of have to be part of, and you know, to understand it. But it is a tremendously good feeling from within.
How many employees do you guys have?
We have 25 positions, but we have 20 people right now on staff.
Wow. Matt says, I live in Naples. He says he has 48 acres on a brook swamp, but no water frontage. He said, if I did have, these guys would be my dock master. So that's good.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. We get people calling in here, you know, afterwards. I think one year you did it where you drove up or something. I don't recall. We weren't able to be there. We had hoped to be, but it didn't work out. But so they were talking about that experience, and people love this experience with you guys.
Yeah. So anybody who, you know, I've hired and like questioned, usually it always comes around like, I get it. You know, there is good I believe in everybody. Goodness comes from God, and God made us all.
Right.
And you find that, hey, we're all flawed people. I'm flawed. The next person's flawed. We have our flaws, and we're here to help each other out. You know?
I believe that's the entire purpose of our existence. I think God put us here for two reasons: to be in relationship with Him, and to be in relationship with each other, so we can help each other through this life.
But you do have that freedom to bury your feet in the sand,
right,
and sit back and just watch the sun go down.
But I also think, though, that people want inherently to do good things for themselves and others. And when you give them the opportunity, when you expect something from them, they'll rise to the level of that expectation. I've seen it throughout my life. Back when we employed folks, we would do things and help the community, and the people would jump in for that opportunity to be part of something good.
It's contagious, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Goodness is contagious. There's
really
no doubt about it.
And you know, when you see these folks drive in, and this is a drive-through food drive, it's like McDonald's, okay? And we have this long meandering road that leads up to some tables where some good folks, they'll unload your car of your goods that you bring. They'll take, you know, the folks from the food pantry, they'll take cash. That's always really helpful.
Cash is king.
You know, this just smiles on everybody's faces. And, you know, the experience that my employees, you know, they have on that day is just hard to describe. It really is such a... it's just a boost of happiness.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
I mean, well, they're helping people they don't even know, and it's a good feeling to know you made a difference on that day.
Well, you know, we're all needed, right? So have you not been helped at some point in your life?
She helps me every day. I couldn't get dressed without her.
Yeah, I get
she literally lays out my clothes.
Totally. So, you know, everybody has received help, and when it's your time to help, you'll know. You'll know. And here's an opportunity that everybody in the area could come out and help, and you know, and any little bit helps. So unperishable goods, you know, things that don't have to go in a refrigerator or freezer. I had a gentleman want to bring 10 turkeys by, and I so wanted to, you know, so wanted to take it. We can't take anything like that, but
call me next time.
Yeah, we all know a few turkeys, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. But, you know, you're absolutely right. And it doesn't matter what they bring. Non-perishable, of course, but whether it's a lot or a little. My friend Bob Marl always said, and he wasn't the first, but he always said it so well, many hands make for light work. So if a lot of people bring a little, it's a lot. And if a lot of people bring a lot, it's a whole lot. But the point is, doesn't matter what you have to offer. I always believe so strongly in the story from the Bible, the widow's mite. Christ said that she gave not out of abundance, but out of sacrifice. So even if you only have a few cans, it's a few cans that the pantry didn't have.
Right, right. That is real giving. You know, when you sacrifice, like we have people who'll drop $100 cash.
Yeah.
You know, to some people look at that like, well, that guy's out $100 now. You can't look at it that way.
Right.
Okay. He doesn't look, she doesn't look at it that way. I mean, they wouldn't drop the $100 if they felt that way.
Right.
No, they'll get so much more, and maybe not in the way of cash back, but you
but
know,
maybe they will. You never know.
You never know. What comes around goes around.
And I'm a great believer in that.
Right. Right. So pay it forward. And, you know, someday you might be in need again and you might need the food pantries.
That's right.
And so we need to step up. And when we're able to help, just help out. Do your part.
So, Don, what are the details of the food drive next Friday?
So it's Friday on the 25th from 1 to 4. Come to Great Northern Docks with your non-perishable foods or even like everyday items that people use and need, toothbrushes, toothpaste.
Diapers, wipes, those kind of things. Those are really important.
I don't see why people need those things. Yeah. And I haven't looked at the price of diapers in a while because our youngest is 16.
It's crazy.
I don't want to know, I don't think.
Yeah.
I told my son, Connor.
I just remember eggs.
One of the things... dry milk, because a lot of people give mac and cheese, which the kids love, but milk is expensive. So dried milk will make milk for the cheap, you know, box.
And you guys know, diapers, one of the joyous days in a parent's life is the day you no longer buy diapers. I told my son Connor that. He's like, come on, Dad. And I'm like, but now he doesn't have to buy diapers for his three kids. And he understands. So all those things, I mean, there were two convoys, one that took off yesterday and one that took off this morning at 2 a.m. to go to North Carolina. And they took bottled water. They took non-perishable foods. They took diapers. They took wipes. They took toothbrushes. They took all kinds of things because these people have nothing. And the whole point of the food pantry is to provide food and other essential items. So
as you're talking about North Carolina, I just want to quickly mention that Great Northern is also trying to help North Carolina. We're selling, Sam is also an artist, and he has made a compilation of several lake maps of many of the important lakes in Maine. He still has more to do, but we're selling those, and all of the proceeds are going to Samaritan's Purse.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful, Sam. I wish you'd have brought some of those in here.
I'm a wannabe artist. I'm trying really hard. Well. Ed, I was just talking with a gentleman about this the other day. You know, you may not think you're the best artist, the best whatever you do, but you have a gift. So somebody's going to like what you do.
Right.
So
and use that gift. And frankly, Graham and Samaritan's Purse, that is such a wonderful organization. It's amazing how they are able to get into places and provide relief that the people who are supposed to be providing relief can't seem to do. But Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse can do it.
They've been showing up, for
yeah,
sure.
They have.
So another way to give, if you can't come to Great Northern on the 25th, is through our marketing promotions on Instagram and Facebook. There's a QR code that links to the Good Shepherd Food Bank. So you can make cash donations there virtually.
That's awesome. That's last year, your food drive, the tragedy in Lewiston happened. So you ended up doing a lot of this virtually. And
yes.
Out of respect to the families in Lewiston. And that's a great way, this combination. You know, somebody in Portland may be listening right now. They want to help out, but they really can't make the drive to Naples. So that's wonderful they can do that. Use the QR code and make a donation that way.
Right, right. And the funds that are collected are split between, excuse me, Good Shepherd Food Bank, and there's a local food pantry. That helps out on the grounds there with us.
Oh, that's great. That's really great.
So, so if you can't bring food, you know, give money, and it's going to go to a really good cause. And Good Shepherd, they supply pretty much all the food pantries in Maine.
Yeah, Good Shepherd's amazing. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Great Northern's website, what is that?
GreatNorthernDocks.com.
GreatNorthernDocks.com.
And they're great people making great products. And it's a great community.
We've gotten some nice compliments about you guys today, so that's great. Oh, yeah, you do great work. There's no doubt about it. And Ryan's going to join us, Ryan Eldridge from Main Cabin Masters, sometime next week. And then maybe we can, if I don't know what your convenience level is driving in here, but if you want to call in and just remind everybody on Friday morning, that would be fabulous as well. So people don't forget to go out. You know, we all get busy. You know how it is.
Thank you for having us, Ray and Dee Dee.
Glad to do
thank
it.
Thank you,
absolutely.
Maine.
Sam and Don from Great Northern Docks, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it very much, and thanks for what you're doing.
Thanks so much.
It is 9:27. At ABC Maine, they don't just build buildings, they build people. ABC can get you on the right path to a successful career in construction. Build your own path with ABC. For more information, email Sherry at ABC.